Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about evangelization. Big word, basically, really talking about sharing Christ through your life, through your words. Witnessing for Jesus, being truthful, being an honest witness, being an accurate witness, being a simple witness. In other words, not complicating it, but being straight. Sometimes we take simple things and we complicate them. And we not only confuse those who hear us, we confuse ourselves. And so today we're going to look at another aspect of the witness that we ought to be for Jesus. And we're going to focus in on being a motivating witness. A witness that motivates others to follow Jesus. A witness that motivates others to be changed by Jesus. A witness that motivates others to let their light shine so that people would see their good works and glorify our Father who's in heaven. Hebrews 10, verse 24 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." Growing up on the farm, we had workhorses. My grandfather was really involved in harness racing. We didn't really ride horses. I mean, we'd see the westerns where the cowboys would have spurs on their boots and designed, at least in part, to be used on the horse that they were riding to encourage it to move, and move faster. We had other means, raising livestock on the farm. My grandfather also hauled livestock for others. And he would have in the back of his livestock truck several cattle prods, items designed to spur on the cattle towards the loading chute, towards where they needed to go. When you think about God's work in your life, when I think about God's work in my life, I recognize at least some of those times when the cattle prod was used. I was spurred on toward repentance, towards conviction, towards restoration. I think of Saul on the road to Damascus. Being asked, "Why do you kick against the goads?" Basically a sharp stick, cattle prod. God is telling Paul, Jesus is telling Paul, "Saul, I'm prodding you in the direction you ought to go, and you just keep resisting." But he's not alone in the resisting part, is he? But it's not just the circumstances that God uses to spur us along. He's called us, and part of our responsibility as believers in Jesus is to help others. Now, we ought to be gentle just as we want others to be gentle with us, but sometimes there's this firm gentleness that's needed. So the writer of Hebrews tells us that we ought to consider, we ought to give thought to, not just randomly, not just rashly, not just out of anger or frustration, but out of consideration. Determine how best to encourage others, to correct others, to motivate others, to love and good deeds. And I believe one of the ways that we do that is by our witness for Jesus. As I mentioned earlier, it's motivating others to let their light shine, but one of the more effective ways, I think, is to set the example. When our witness for Jesus shines into this dark world, especially those who are already brothers and sisters in Christ, say, wow, I want to be like that. I want to be visible. I want to let my light shine. And it's important, as I say from time to time, that we tell our story and we give God the credit. There are a lot of people in Christian circles and those that rise in church leadership and preaching roles and things that I think they lose sight. Some maybe enter it out of arrogance and pride, but I think many times it's the temptations of the devil, the evil one, that sets the trap. And what begins with good motivation quickly turns into, well, a self-seeking pride. Their witness for Jesus shines brightly, and they like the attention. It's something we all have to be careful of. We do what God wants us to do. We let our light shine. But do we do the second part? Do we give God the credit? This motivating witness says, my light shines in a way that people say, I want to be that close to Jesus. I've shared before in various settings, one of my heroes of faith. Even as a young child, I was drawn to this character of Enoch, and not much spoken about him in the Bible. Not one of the great heroes of ancient Israel. Not a Peter or Paul or Barnabas of the New Testament. But a man. A man who only lived 365 years in an era where, well, those around him were living 800-900 years. Why was his life so relatively short? Well, it's simple. Because Enoch walked with God. And one day, as he was walking with God, he was not. It's not that he was not walking with God. He was not on earth anymore. He was not to be found. He just, apparently without death, continued his walk with God here on earth all the way into heaven, into God's presence. And continues that walk even today. And I share that because I think about this motivating witness. For me, Enoch was one of those. I want to walk like with God like that. That the transition from this life to eternity is a simple step. And in our mind and in our spirit, that's what really takes place. But a life that faces adversity with the help of God, with contentment, without undue fear, motivates others who need that contentment, that peace. And as we live life, we generally want it to be easy. But sometimes the easiest life lacks the motivating witness. Because most people's lives are not easy. In fact, Jesus said, I say this often, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart. And I believe that take heart is the key to this motivating witness. We abide in Christ, and He overcomes the world. And people see Christ overcoming in us. And they say, I need that. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to be encouraged, in order to help others. And so, God, today, help us to live life in such a way by our words and our actions that we motivate others. We prompt them, we spur them on to love and good deeds. By our witness, by our words, by our relationship with you, they see what they want. And what they want is you. They see what they need, and what they need is you. And as our witness motivates them to pursue you more fully, they discover a life filled with love and good deeds. Help us to live a life that shines in such a way that you get the credit, that people glorify you, that they see our love and good deeds. And they know it's possible. God, may our witness motivate others to be more faithful, to be more bold, to be more loving, to be more courageous, to be more forgiving, to be more compassionate, to be more repentant. May we live in such a way that not only do we respond to your prodding, but our life spurs on others to be more Christ-like. Father, we do that. We do that best when we lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw all people to Himself. And it's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.